This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to our series about what this election is doing to or doing for our economy. Today, workplace tensions. Chris Porter is a nurse practitioner in Seattle, where his political leanings this election year have become an issue in the examining room. Mr. Porter, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So you're a nurse, but you're also engaged publicly in politics. In what way?
I was elected as the elector for the congressional district. I'm an executive board member at the legislative district in my area, and I'm involved at the state party, the Democratic State Party in the state of Washington.
All right. So you don't have to do investigative journalism to figure out that you're involved in Democratic politics. And your patients may know that, and you start to get indications that maybe some patients might be drifting away because of this?
Very much so. A picture of me appeared in a number of the papers wearing a Bernie onesie, and a couple of patients that I see monthly for health maintenance stopped coming, and then soon after I received a records request for transfer of records to another practice.
But has it ever come up in the office? I mean, did you ever find out more directly that maybe some people object to your political leanings?
One particular visit was a gentleman, and he began launching the visit into, I just want to make sure that, you know, you're one of those left liberal leaning people, that you understand all of Trump's stuff because you don't get the whole story. At the end of his dissertation, I said, well, that sort of surprises me in that you work at Boeing, you're a union guy, you've done quite well under that, and that is certainly in no part or related to the work of unions, and he's not necessarily a strong union person. And he turned to me, and his face got very bright red and very angry, and he said, don't ever bring up politics ever again. And we just sort of agreed to finish the visit in a very uncomfortable manner to just end it.
So problem number one is, how are you going to take his blood pressure after that? That's problem probably number one. But the second thing is, the patient came in thinking he was going to convert you into a Donald Trump supporter if you just would learn what the platform actually is in his view.
I believe that was probably one of his motives too, yes.
What's your thought? After the election passes, do you think some of these people might drift back?
I won't expect that until, gosh, maybe April, after the anxiety and angst has worn down and people are able to talk about this more calmly and have settled with the fact that the person who wins the office is the president and we just move on.
All right. Chris Porter, nurse practitioner, Seattle. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, David.